What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Coach, how do you sum up what happened out there today?
Yeah, disappointing loss.
You explained the decision there on the grand field goal, not going for it when we went into that.
Yeah. Kick a field goal there, then they have 24 seconds with no timeouts, and they need a touchdown. So counted that. I'm making the field goal, and then they'd have 24 seconds with no timeouts, so I have to drive at the length. And our defense was playing really good all game, so. That's why I made the decision.
The flip side is the same.
Yeah, there's always a flip side. Yep, I understand what it is.
The game still doesn't end the game, right? You had a chance to. Why not take the opportunity there to end the game by getting the 1 yard?
Yeah, I mean, hindsight, I understand the question. Completely legit question, but that's a decision that we made try to kick a field goal at Graham, and our defense was, you know, they were like 0 for 12 on third down. They were playing really good, and that's a decision we made. It didn't work out.
Is Graham healthy?
Yeah, Graham's all right.
Brian, wouldn't trust in your defense and Bolden you to go for it?
What's that?
In that type of situation, trust in your defense?
Well, then they need a field goal to tie. I mean, there's so many different things. If they go down and get a field goal, we didn't get it. You know, I felt comfortable with what we talked about. Didn't work out. And disappointed.
Coach. What was the real plan behind Tommy DeVito the last 2 weeks? Because it seems as though you didn't trust him on the field. If that's the case, then, you know, he didn't throw a lot. Why didn't you bring in somebody like Matt Barkley, who was experienced? Because Tyrod's not necessarily, you know, he's very familiar with injury.
Yeah, I'd say this. This game, I kind of figured this is the way the game would be played out. So we were going to run the ball regardless, the weather conditions, the way our defense was playing. We knew it would be, you know, kind of a fourth quarter game. So that's, you know, felt comfortable with him, obviously running the offense. But again, the plan was, you know, we were going to keep it on the ground quite a bit based on the weather and based on how we thought the game was going to be played out. And it played out pretty much the way we thought it was going to be played out, just came up short.
How's Tyrod doing? Is he back here?
No, he went to the hospital. Yeah, I don't have any update on him, Jordan. You know, prayers go out to him. I hope he's okay.
Did you get a chance to speak to him before he left, or when he came to the sideline?
No, I was going to the sideline. He went kind of right down. The trainers took him. They took him right in. So he's right now. He's there. That's what they tell me.
Do you know how bad Waller's injury is?
I don't. Just the hamstring. Yeah.
You obviously, you know, bottled them up in the ball game, like you said, up until that last drive. What happened on them to get the 2 big completions? Did you soften the coverage?
Yeah. You know, the one we had the DPI there at the overtime, the other one kind of lost it. He got outside of the contain and threw it up there. You know, made a couple good plays.
Coach, with Tyrod's injury and Graham Gano missing field goals left and right, and that report coming out about the swollen leg, is it the plan tomorrow to bring in a couple quarterbacks like you did and also maybe a new couple kickers?
Yeah, I understand the question. I'm not there yet. I'm just, I mean, we talk every Monday morning, so it's not right now.
What do you tell the guys afterwards, and what's their mindset after a game like today?
Yeah, so it was a tough loss. This one hurts.
Think was the problem with the passing game? They finished with -9 yards net passing.
We ran it almost every play. So,
why is that? What was the thinking behind that for you?
Weather, control the game. Thought our defense was going to play well. Figured it'd be a close game. You know, Saquon had some good runs. We had some opportunities. Just trying to win the game, a little bit of an old school way today.
Brian, if Daniel's not ready, what's your plan for quarterback next week?
Yeah, well, I can't give it to you right now.
What did you think when Matt Barkley and Ian Book came to visit them?
Yeah, I'm not there, Jordan. I mean, we'll talk about that stuff tomorrow when we sit down with Joe and the rest of the guys. It's, this one hurts. It's a tough loss.
Dave, there were times where it looked like Saquon was trying to will the offense. What did you think of how he did play today?
Yeah, no, he played hard. I mean, I told the guys at halftime we're going through 26. We're going to hand it off a bunch. We're going to play good defense. We're going to try to control the field position with our kicking game. We drove down there. It was a long drive there in the third quarter. And, just play it, kind of play it a certain way to try to win the game. It just didn't work out.
Coach, you've been around the game for a while. Have you had a disappointing loss like this before? And how did you?
They're all disappointing. Back? Yeah, every loss is disappointing.
What do you read on your defense all day? How stunned were you that they were able to get in the field goal range in, 24 seconds?
Yeah, no, they did a good job. Give them credit. Not much else for you.
Feel in the locker room afterwards from your players?
Disappointed.
Fourth and one in the second quarter, yeah. Where you took that
same situation. Same points. We were trying to get points, Dan. So when we got down into the area, we thought that we were in good field position. We were gonna take points. So didn't work out.
You said Graham is good. I mean, he felt hard that he needs surgery on his left knee. Do you think that's affecting him at all?
Yeah, I don't know. Going into it, we felt comfortable with him.
Did losing Waller early affect any of your game planning?
Anytime you lose a good player, it affects your game plan. Sure. Down to one tight end, and Marcus played some tight end that, Bish was going through with him during the week. But that's not an excuse. We didn't get it done.
Is there a concern Waller's going to be lost for several weeks?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Does an offense sometimes need you to put confidence in them to get a fourth and one? Like, is that a tangible part of a decision like that at all?
Yeah, look, I made a decision I thought was the best for the team. It didn't work out. So at the end of the day, I took responsibility, but I thought it was the best for the team, and that's the way I'll always make them.
Coach, have you recognized that some of those decisions over the last few weeks, even going back to Buffalo, kind of like been the difference? Some of those low scoring, very close games where it's like fourth and inches, fourth and one. Maybe you could continue the momentum.
Yeah, every decision that you make, you try to make for the best interest of the team in that particular game. That's what we'll always do. Sometimes it doesn't work out, so I accept responsibility for that. But, you sit down, you have discussions, you talk about it on the headset, and then you make a decision. And that's what you need to do. So it didn't work out. We still had, a few seconds there at the end to try to stop them and, give them credit. But, disappointing loss.
How do you think Tommy handled himself out of his, first NFL game action?
Obviously we handed off a bunch, but he controlled the huddle. He's, he's made progress since he's been here. But didn't throw it much, obviously.
How much of a reflection of the game plan in the second half was DeVito being at quarterback or your game plan?
Yeah, well, I would say it was a collective how the defense was playing. We tried to play a field position game, control the ball, run the ball, came out and had a good drive there and not turn it over. We had a couple little actions here or there that we wanted to throw one to Bellinger. We threw one out into the flat, but was really to rely on Saquon, the offensive line, our defense, and play field position in terms of the kicking game. And they, they did an outstanding job on their units. We were backed up three times, I think, which is a long, hard way against that defense, too. So also controlling the ball in terms of not giving it to them in a backed up field, a short field, something happens. So we were playing, I'd say, a conservative game. It just didn't work out, at the end.
What did you see with your new punt returner?
I fielded the ball and made some good plays with it.
Sitting 2-6, trade deadline's 2 days away. Does that, where you guys stand, if that affects how you'll handle the next 2 days?
Yeah, I understand the question. I'm not there yet to talk about that, Dan.
What did ownership think of today's game when you talked to them?
I'll keep all that stuff that we talk about between us, Pat. Obviously, nobody's happy we lose. So when you lose, it's disappointing. But good conversations, normal conversations.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.